At the top of the news this Sunday evening, Pope Benedict XVI marked the second centenary of the birth of the man who became Pope Leo XIII by traveling to his birthplace and saying Mass. Early Sunday morning, the Holy Father traveled to the town of Carpineto Romano, roughly 60 kilometers or 35 miles southeast of the Italian capital, where he said Mass and met with local dignitaries, both civil and religious.
Un Papa molto anziano, ma saggio e lungimirante.
During his homily, the Pope remembered Pope Leo as a wise man who was full of foresight, and who succeeded in bringing into the 20th century a rejuvenated church that was capable of facing the new challenges of a new era.
Poté così introdurre nel XX secolo una chiesa ringiovanita con l'atteggiamento giusto per affrontare le nuove sfide.
Indeed, Pope Leo XIII is perhaps best known as the author of the first papal social encyclical, Rerum Novarum, on New Things.
Leo immediately begins to think about a social encyclical that somehow will bring the worker classes, and especially the unions and so on, into the church.
Dominican Father Alejandro Crosthwaite is professor of Catholic social teaching at Rome's Pontifical University of St. Thomas, the Angelicum.
It's something that had not been seen in a systematic way that only addresses the issues of industrialization, the relationship between labor and capital, and so on. So it was something completely new. And actually, it was very well received, especially in secular circles. So worker circles really felt that the church was reaching out to them, that they were finally being listened to.
Following the Mass, Pope Benedict returned to Castel Gandolfo, where he prayed the Angelus with the faithful gathered in the courtyard of the Apostolic Palace, and returned to the theme of the morning.
May Pope Leo's social magisterium continue to inspire the efforts of the faithful to build a just society rooted in the teachings of Christ.